And at exactly 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, it's time for the afternoon show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and we start the show with an interview with Dion Fulyun, who is the current chair of DOCRA, and DOCRA has been very actively involved in a matter which I'm sure you're going to find pretty interesting, because if you've been involved lately in the traffic scenario, you'll understand that there's a bit of a thing around the taxi industry and their attempts to extort some of those that have been transporting their own staff. E-hailing taxis have been stopped and threatened, and there seems a lot of general unhappiness. And Dion, welcome to you. Nice that you're back in the studio and that we can be talking about the subject in an open and completely transparent fashion.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, and hi to your listeners.
So let's talk about the current drama that is unfolding as we speak. The taxi scenario, did I outline accurately what the problems are?
Yes, I think you got it spot on. So 2 weeks ago, we had our annual general meeting and our community conversation event at the Salt Rock Country Club. And one of the main issues that came out of this conversation with the community is the concern about the intimidation that's taking place around taxis and the taxi industry, pulling people off, issuing fines, brandishing firearms and things like that, which is obviously totally unacceptable. We agreed to investigate, which I've done and our team has done, to investigate the background to all of this, which is very interesting. And we then launched a dedicated email address called reporttaxi@docra.co.za, which is the first time that we've embarked on something like that, which was met with great success. It really went viral. We've had some 17 different reports coming in, on taxi transgressions and so on. So it's been a very successful initiative. Interestingly enough, over the last exact same time, we've not had any new occurrence of any taxi violence. So lots of taxi transgressions, but not any taxi violence. So I think the message got through. And certainly from our South African Police Service's General Gopal for the region and Colonel Kulu, they were very alarmed at this. And the concern was that nobody's laid a case. Mm. So that's what we've decided to do.
So you've actually you've opened cases or a case. Have they laid charges?
So we have now consolidated the reports that we've got, and we've had to segregate them into two categories. One is criminal, and that is where there's taxi violence and people being intimidated and general vigilantism. So there are about four or five of them, but they all predate when we started, so that goes 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then we've got a good 14 of them, which is just general transgressions, skipping robots, parking and stopping at different places where they're not supposed to, gathering and so on and so on. So we're separating these two, and I will, by the end of this week, I'll be submitting directly to the head of Umshlali SAPS, the one on the criminal stuff. So that would be detailed. These are the issues. This is what we saw. These are the people that reported it. And this is what happened. And lay a charge so that they can investigate that. The others, we're going to have to lay a charge with the Metro Police, because that's traffic by law infringements.
Okay. It would appear that the taxi industry has had its own kind of modus operandi for many, many years, where people in general have been afraid to engage because, well, the reputation for violence, etc., is not unfounded. There's also allegations that there are police officers that serve on the local security cluster that are directly involved with the taxi industry and own taxis, or certainly have interests, financial interests. And it's a difficult thing to bring any kind of legal action, of police action against the industry, because there is interference run internally. We'll see now with the new dispensation and with your efforts how far those progress. Something that we discovered yesterday when I was having a conversation with our local attorney, who has a regular Monday slot with us, And what I was unaware of is that the SANTACO, South African National Taxi Council, is launching its own e-hailing service, or what do they call it?
It's their own app.
Yeah. And that's apparently what is behind the intimidation of the Uber-type e-hailing service, which
and
is
broader.
Interesting.
Mm.
So, and broader, as you say. So there are kind of various different reasons behind what we've been seeing. The net outcome, though, is that it's very difficult for any kind of operator running businesses after hours to get their staff to and from work safely without engaging in some kind of action that the taxi association disapproves of. How is there any further development in that regard? Are people now again engaging in arranging their own transport for staff, or is there a general fear of doing that?
No, I think that's continuing, that the people are doing their own transport. I think that's quietened down. But I just want to come back to an earlier comment that you made of police being involved in the taxi industry and people feeling reluctant or fearful. We as a community have to really stand up and not be intimidated or intimidate ourselves through what we read and what we hear. Let's go to the cop shop. Let's go and lay a charge and let's see what happens. But we can't sit on the sidelines and complain about something and then we've not done the effort to go and lay a charge to at least get the ball rolling, because the police can't do anything if they don't have a case.
Yeah, so again, it comes down to the individual feeling somewhat disempowered. You, however, as a representative of the greater North Coast community and your organization, DOCRA, is in a perfect position to act, in a sense, for and on behalf of the individuals that may feel threatened and intimidated. And that's the value of a strong ratepayers association. So once again, pointing out and showing how important it is for people to join DOCRA and to support your efforts.
And to give us feedback, to give us info, to give us incidences, of where it's happening. And we really need detail. We need a photograph. We need a address, a time of day. If you can take a picture of a registration number, we've got a wonderful camera surveillance happening in our town, so we can really track things very quickly. But to come back, yes, the taxi industry firstly provides a very essential service. So by and large, we need them. The community needs them, and we don't have a public transport system. So we appreciate that.
Well, we need each other.
We need each other. But there are some culprits, that are doing stupid things.
Yeah.
And I think the taxi associations realize that. The police have made a statement about that. And hopefully some sense is now going to settle down and they're going to realize that if they want to start an e-hailing service, fantastic, but it's free market competition. And if you're going to intimidate the community and the public, they are not going to go on your app and they're not going to ask for your service and they're not going to select you. So better you get a positive narrative rather than a negative narrative, because in the open competitive environment, people select who they want to use. And if you are wanting to play in that space, best you start thinking about how you're going to position yourself in the market, because the way you're doing it at the moment is anti-competitive, is threatening, and is fearful.
And one last question. In terms of the narrative that I outlined earlier with regard to personal safety, etc., how safe are you?
No, I'm feeling very safe. Obviously one is aware, and I think the important thing is to understand that we're not an implementing agency. We're purely a communication and a facilitating agency. I also want to give a big shout out to other structures, whether that be the business chamber or neighborhood watches, because there's been a lot of engagement with the taxi industry itself over the last week or two. So the minute they start engaging, and the Department of Transport is involved, so we're relying on those partners to do the negotiation, but the face-to-face. But our concern is the intimidation on the road and the fear that is generated to the community, and that's what we want to report to the right agencies, and they must take it further. But yes, it's you. One is aware that you sort of.
Well, you know, generally speaking, it's by shining a light that you keep the creatures that tend to prefer the darkness at bay.
Absolutely.
And one of the best ways of shining a light is to make it as public as possible, whatever the concerns are and the implementation of whatever strategy is at play. And sure. I think in that regard, we're 100% behind your efforts to spread the word and to keep the community informed. And to drive support as well, because that's it's key critical to your success and your ability to function at full volume. As we
thank
say.
You, Dave. And we'll certainly get back to you to tell you what the experience was going to report the criminal cases at SAPS and going to report the bylaw infringements and traffic infringements with the Metro Police. And we will follow up on that.
Well, more strength to your bow. My very special guest to start off the Tuesday edition of the afternoon show, Dion Fuljoen, the chairperson of DOCRA. And if you've missed the bulk of our conversation, fear not, it'll be up as a podcast shortly. And then you'll be able to share it as well and listen again on demand at your will. Dion, we look forward to your report back. And as I say, much strength to your bow. We are fully in support of DOCRA and all the good work that you and your team are doing.
Thank you. And thanks to the community that's aiding us and supporting us.
Absolutely. And the afternoon show continues on the other side of this.